this. Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's
live
behind.
From the kitchen sink in downtown St. Louis. It's Going Over with Joe Roderick and me. I'm Andy Hanselman on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Don't put your blame on
me. And a good morning to you. Welcome on in. It is Going Over. Andy, I like that. So you kind of emphasize yourself there. You really put yourself up there as the alpha dog in that that intro.
I have inspiration for that. That's what Ed Hall used to do on The Tonight Show.
Oh, really?
With Jay Leno, Kevin Eubanks, and me. I'm Ed Hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was never a Leno guy.
I wasn't either, but I always liked that at the beginning, that he would say, and me, I'm Ed Hall.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Matt Grover back at the Archview Flooring Studio. Here with us on this Saturday, we are at the Kitchen Sink. 6th and Lucas is our home, right across from the National Blues Museum.
A lot of action going on down here this morning.
Cardinal game, early start time today, a 12:35 start time.
Now, what network is that going to be on? Is that on
Arnie's
Bank?
What do you mean? Is it going to be on?
Is it on FSM or is it FS1? Or I know it's not Big Fox this early. What's going on?
I don't know. Grove's back at the studio. He's still cleaning up from She Said, He Said, and he's just,
I've
you
lost
know.
All control of everything going on. Back
yeah,
here.
It's we, just, you we, know what? Yeah. It's just
a lot of audibles. Everything's been, I'm 30 seconds behind. I'm catching up here. I'm on a journey.
Like, they put on a show, like, they put on a well-produced show.
What?
And they have everything just kind of lined up and probably a post-show meeting, and they look at, you know, they kind of really hold each other accountable for mistakes, and they're probably grading Grove. They give him like a report card after every show into areas in which he can improve and whatnot. So Grove kind of usually deals with that after the show is done, and here we are just kind of winging it. I didn't expect to talk about a guy named Ed Hall to start the show, but here we are.
Yeah, we talked about Ed Hall.
Who was the redheaded guy that did Letterman?
Well, that's Alan Coulter.
Yes.
Oh, I like Alan Coulter, too.
Yeah. Wasn't he like an angry gentleman?
I don't know if he was really that angry, but he had just a fantastic set of pipes. Just a fantastic voice. Man.
So there you go. That's how, and I guess we'll just do live rejoins today for that.
Yeah, because I suck.
Because 2 weeks into
it. Yeah, I suck, and I didn't record any new intros or rejoins.
Well, it doesn't help that last week I texted you Friday night, and I was like, hey, Andy, want to do new rejoins?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm busy.
You're in the ER.
Right, I was in the ER.
Not yourself. You were there with somebody. You were accompanying somebody.
I was, because somebody broke out. Somebody that I love very much broke out in hives.
Yeah. Grove, you were on David Letterman? Like, you were in the crowd, or you were actually legit on TV for Letterman once?
Legit on TV one time.
Really?
Yes.
What'd you do?
The worlds collided, and we were in Branson, Missouri, of all places. I think this was like around 98, 99, something like that, maybe 2000. And me and my old man and another guy that works in radio on another signal here, or another station here on the FM dial that might look a little bit like me. And we were in Branson, and Biff Henderson, who works
talking about
there.
Kevin Wheeler.
Yeah. Kevin Wheeler, yeah.
101.
About Kevin Wheeler.
Yeah.
Chris Raby.
Yes.
You were vacationing in Branson with Bernie.
Yes, that's about it. You know, we were there.
You and Dave Glover.
You were with your cousin Patrico, is what you were with, right?
It was with Scott Stout. You know, he was there. Fred Slow, one of the 27 hosts we've had here. But
what?
No.
You weren't like really. So it was your brother, and Patrico.
No,
okay.
It was my old man, not my brother, but Patrico. Oh. And they were doing a segment there, and I guess mocking Branson. And somehow we were in that spot Biff was, and they like stopped and interviewed us, and we were on one of those little sketches that they had there.
Did
like,
you?
Like we weren't like a guest, but it wasn't like, oh, here, there I am in the crowd in row four, you know.
Do you have a video of this?
I have an old VHS of it, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never been able to
gracious.
Track it on the internet, though. But somewhere, I do
well,
have the VHS.
Well, we need to get that converted and get that put up on the
I'm surprised you can't find, like, Biff in Branson or something like
I've
that.
Looked, yeah. I especially near the end of that whole thing. But
you know what? Letterman things, like, random Letterman things are hard to find on the internet. If you want to find, like, an interview that he's done with somebody, it's easy to find. But, like, finding, like, the random bits or there was actually a Beavis and Butthead episode where they are where Beavis or Butthead is David Letterman and Beavis is Paul. It's really funny. Can't find that on the internet. Very, I mean, it's very, very low quality recordings on the internet available.
It's basically someone holding it up to their TV.
Pretty much.
And playing an old VHS copy. And
if I'm watching a video, if I'm watching a YouTube video and I see that it's a camera up against a television and I know there's other options, I immediately turn it off. I'm like, I don't want to watch this crap. It sucks. Sucks.
Have you ever been on a one of those late night talk shows or any kind of talk shows at all? You ever go to a taping?
No.
Been to Conan once when he was on TBS.
Halloween
a few years ago.
I was trying to time it so I could go to Oprah on one of Oprah's Favorite Things days.
Oh, really? Kind of walk out of there with a new car, huh?
Yeah. You get a new car. You get a new book. You get a new book.
Yeah, did Conan once, had tickets to Price is Right, but couldn't find any of the other guys to go to that with me. I was ready, too. Oh, God, I was ready.
I would have done that. It's fun stuff.
Yeah, it was just everybody was just hungover. It was during a bachelor party weekend.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm a little hungover today.
Really? What'd you do last night?
It was somebody's birthday.
Okay.
I'm going to wish them happy birthday around 10:20, so I won't say anything yet.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I drank more than I drank in a long time last night, and I was drinking booze, and I had a real bad headache, and so I had to take 4 liquid Advils at about 6 a.m. this morning.
Really?
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty better. I'm feeling better, though. I mean, we got a big day today, too. We're going to Fast Eddie's, and we're going to the boat. And it's 21st birthday.
And it would appear we lost Joe and Andy. Technical difficulties, joys of live radio. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break. We'll get back in touch with them, and we will bring it back here to Going Over here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD FM 2 and InsideSDL.com.